Welcome to the Make Room Show, formerly titled The 29-Minute Mom. I am your host, Jennifer Ford Berry, certified professional organizer, best-selling author, and coach. I've spent the last two decades teaching women how to get organized so that they can free up more space, time, energy, and money. This podcast is for the woman who wants to make room in her home and in her life for the people and the things that matter the most. Each week, I am bringing you episodes that will help you feel less overwhelmed and more inspired to create the life that you deserve. So come on, girl, let's do this together. Hey there, I hope you're doing well. I'm so happy that you are here for another episode of the Make Room Show. Super exciting to be able to come on here and share the topic that I'm going to talk about today. I have my headphones on because I have construction going on in my house, so hopefully it isn't super loud. And I hope that you're having a wonderful, wonderful week and that this episode is really going to help you start to think differently about your goals that you have set for you and help you to understand how you can start to make your goals and dreams happen today, even if they have not yet physically appeared. And what I want to talk to you about today is so cool. But first, before I jump into the show, I wanted to let you know a little secret. I have been busily planning for several weeks now an event coming up this fall. And I am so stoked, you guys. If you've been following along on my Instagram, you might have seen me leak out this detail last week, but I wanted to kind of go ahead and tell you what is happening. I am one of the founders and creators and presenters of a brand new event coming this fall in Harrodsburg, Kentucky. Yes, Harrodsburg, Kentucky, called the Focus Retreat. So if you are a woman that is interested in learning how to just dial in to be the best version of yourself, I want to let you know that right now, if you go to the website, thefocusretreat.com, and actually sign up for the mailing list, you'll get all the details when we open up registration. So I just wanted my listeners to make sure that they get first pick because it's very limited seating. Thefocusretreat.com. Basically, it's going to be a two-day retreat with a evening VIP event the night before we start. And if you are a woman that is in business, has a family, wants to elevate on the levels of family, organization, personal confidence and management, as well as business strategy, then you'll want to check this event out. That's all I can tell you for now. But trust me, girls, it is so amazing. It's going to be awesome. I'm so excited. Also, quick note, if you go to the show notes of this episode, you will see a link. I am now offering my masterclass for free. All you have to do is register and you will get instant access. So check out the show notes. It's called Create an Organized and Purposeful Life Masterclass, which is another amazing thing. So many things going on right now. So the reason why I wanted to mention those two things is if you've been following the show, you know that I rebranded at the beginning of 2023, and I kind of gave the backstory in the first episode of the Make Room Show and in the trailer, but I decided at the end of 2022 that I was going to elevate my life on multiple levels in multiple categories, and that required me to get very clear on who I am becoming, and what I want from this life. So I have had to learn a lot about the word embodiment, which is the topic of today's episode. It's like getting your mind straight and organized and your spirit straight and organized so that you can execute your dreams. You can execute your goals. This is powerful. And the more that you do this, right, the more your brain will believe that you're on your way to that next level. If you look up the word embody in the dictionary, it says to give a bodily form to represent in bodily or material form, to make part of a system or whole. And I just think it's so cool because it's like basically comes down to our minds are so powerful that we can do this in our mind first. We can think up these thoughts of our goals. We can imagine, right? Imagine possibilities. We can paint that picture, create that vision in our mind. Then we can take it a step further. We can write it down. We can journal about it. We can get words on paper. And then we can start behaving like the person would, that person that we're trying to become. We can start behaving like her before we're even at that level. And that's what embodiment is to me. Very, very powerful. And today I'm going to talk to you about how you can embody an organized person before you even truly feel like an organized person. And I'm going to start it off by sharing two ways that I have basically used this concept to better my life. The first thing that I did is in the beginning of the year, I was kind of off the track of exercising. I was caught up with the holidays and I had done really well with working out leading up to a vacation we took as a family for Thanksgiving. And then I got back, you know, the drill, I got busy with all the holiday plans and I kind of fell off the wagon. And I just know this about myself. I have to stay in the wagon because basically if I jump off, it's harder to get back on. It's much easier just to stay in the damn wagon to begin with. So I go back to my mindset of, okay, I need to go back to embodying a healthy, fit person. What does she do? What does that healthy, fit version of me do? Well, she starts out small. She commits to exercising for 30 minutes, 3 days a week. Nothing big, but she at least shows up. She doesn't overexert, go crazy the first few weeks. She glides into it. She drinks a ton of water, which I always do. I don't really get off track with that. I also don't get off track with my supplements. I'm always into my supplements and I'm always into my morning routine and what I drink and eat and all those things. But the exercise part, it had to be part of the equation. I wasn't feeling great. So I started going back to the gym when I could. And I just, it grew from there. And what's so interesting is how fast it snowballs. Just showing up, even when you don't feel like it, 30 minutes turns into now 60 minutes, several days a week. And I can see the progression. I can actually see the progression on the elliptical. I usually start out my routine with the elliptical. I do cardio and then I do weights. I remember going on the elliptical and the first setting is like the incline and the second setting is the speed. And I remember being at like a 2 with the incline and like maybe a 3 with the speed and thinking that felt hard. And then last week I was really paying attention and I told my husband, Josh, I said, man, I'm now at 8 or 9 on an incline and at 6 or 7 on speed. And I feel great. So it's so that's the good part, right? That's when we stick with something for a little while and we start to see the results, but sometimes it doesn't come that fast. Okay. Sometimes it takes longer. And so I have been applying this embodiment thought process to my financial goals. When I did the rebrand, when I, you know, made all these major changes in my business at the beginning of the year, not only with the show, but my website, my social media, everything, my products and services, it was a pivot. And some of it was new and some of it required some new learning, but it definitely required new goals and aspirations. And so one of the things that I applied this embodiment, let's call it practice, right, is to my financial levels. And basically I've set the bar even higher for the year, but right now I'm not there. I'm doing everything in my power, working towards getting there, right? Just like when I was showing up at the gym, I was working toward becoming a fit, healthy person, but it was It wasn't all, I wasn't seeing results at first. And the same thing goes with financial goals and aspirations. You are basically just getting on the elliptical every day, but you're not seeing the bank account increase, right? So for the first 2 months of the year, that's what was happening. I wasn't really seeing a massive difference, but I knew if I just kept doing the work and I kept acting like the person I wanted to become, the person that made X amount of dollars per month and has a very successful online business, then I would eventually be that person in the mirror, right? It would, my bank account would reflect the work that I did, just like that elliptical setting is now reflecting the work that I've done, but it doesn't come overnight. And so there's so many things that you can take a step further when it comes to embodiment of becoming a wealthier version of yourself. And for me, there's things like, you know, a wealthier version of myself would do a few more self-care activities, right? So why not do it now? Why not act like that person now? Why not, you know, a wealthy version of myself would go on a bigger vacation. So it can look like that, or it can look simple, like, why do I want to be wealthier? Well, I want to be more free, right? So act like a free person. A free person can go, you know, get a massage in the middle of a workday because she can make up that time later on. A wealthy person can have self-care and get her nails done, or ask for help from a VA, things like that. Like, there's things that I could start to do now within reason. It can't be crazy and put me into debt, but it's things that if I thought I wanted to have more freedom as a wealthy person, then why not act like a free person now? I still have tons of freedom in my business, tons of freedom in my schedule. If I want to feel more blissful as a wealthy person, what can I do now to feel more blissful? Maybe it's just, you know, drinking my morning matcha out of a really nice cup, right? Or, you know, getting a better water bottle for the day, like a really fun, cute water bottle with a metal straw, right? I love drinking out of a metal straw. I don't know what it is, but just little things that I can do for myself to remind me that I'm embodying the person I'm on my way to becoming. And so I thought that this would be really helpful if you're somebody listening that has been struggling with getting organized, and you just, you know, you hear things about organization, you watch reels on Instagram, you see, maybe you've seen some of the reels I've put out recently where I'm showing a client's house before and after, and you're like, man, I wish I could be that person that would just have her stuff together and be organized. So today I want to talk to you about six things that you can do to be like embodying an organized person. These are things that I do. I consider myself a very organized person, obviously. Otherwise, I wouldn't be on here talking about it or teaching it. But these are things that I do. You can do them even before you declutter, even before you buy organizing containers, even before you feel like an organized person or live in an organized space, you can do these six things. And that's why this is so freaking amazing. You could apply it to any area of your life like I have, but today I really want to get down to the nitty gritty about how to teach you how to embody an organized person. So the first one is, and this is probably the mother rule of all rules, and I know you've heard me say it before, but an organized person does not keep things that she doesn't use or doesn't love. Period. End of story. Even if you just followed that first step, you'd be well on your way to being an organized person. It's simple. Do not keep things that you do not love or use. So if you're decluttering, ask yourself, do I love this? Do I use this? My clients hear this in their sleep because I say it so many times to them. But those are the two questions, because if you love something, of course you should keep it. It makes you happy. It gives you a good vibe. It lifts you up. It increases your energy. It reminds you of good times in your life, right? But there's a lot of things in your home that you don't love. But do you use them? Some things we just don't love, but we use, like maybe an appliance or a lamp. You know, you use it, but you're not in love with it. But right now you need it because you need light, or you need that appliance to do a thing for you. So it's okay. But there's so many other things in your home that you do not love and you do not use. Therefore, you do not need to keep. Number two, big one. An organized person puts things back where they belong. They don't wait. They don't do it when they have time. They just, when they see something out of its home, they put it back where it belongs within a very quick timeline. Does it have to be immediately? No, I wouldn't say that I always put things back immediately, but within a day or two, they're definitely going back where they belong. I did a closet yesterday and, you know, I was talking to my client. She's saying there was so many clothes out of her closet that she just hasn't had time to put back. And that can happen. You can have events or seasons going on where you kind of get off track. But if you want to be an organized person, you're going to make it a priority to find time to put things back where they belong, even if it means that you have to take time away from something else. It could be that you can't watch your favorite Netflix show tonight because you need to put your clothes back where they belong first. Things like that. There's always a choice. So put things back where they belong. Number three, organized people don't just buy things to buy. They have a purpose for everything. I see this is very common in cluttered homes where there's a lot of items, product, things coming in, and they're just sitting around. They're still in the bags. They still have tags on. There's not really any purpose for it. It just, the woman was out shopping. She saw something. She thought it was cute. She needed a quick high, whatever the reason is, you know, why we buy things on a whim, but there was no specific purpose for it. It could be the same with home decor, you know, and I'm all for, I've recently been working with my good friend, Amy Wheaton. She's a designer in Rochester, New York, and she and I have been redesigning a few rooms in our home, and it's been super fun. And she's taught me that when you're designing, and you can go out and just look for things that you truly love, like decor that you truly love. And if you love it, even if you don't have a specific, you know, spot for it right away, bring it home, take a look around your home, try it out. And then if you don't find a purpose for it, you can return it. I usually don't operate that way because I hate returning things. But when I'm in the middle of a project, such as a redesign, then my brain is okay with it because I will have a timeline, right? If I don't use this item in the next 30 days for this redesign project, then it's going to go back to the store. But for the most part, don't buy things that you don't have a purpose for, such as just tons of clothes, and then maybe someday I'll wear it. Try to really train yourself when you're out shopping, like, where are you wearing this outfit? What is this outfit for? Even if it's something a little bit more down the line, like, okay, I know I'm going to have a wedding to go to this summer. I happen to see a dress that I absolutely love. Okay, great. But just to buy stuff and bring it in your house constantly is not going to help your cause, because it's going to be more things that need a home, more things to maintain. And if you haven't done the decluttering part of this yet, you really will be in trouble, because the chances of you not having a home for it are even higher. So do not buy just to buy, but buy with a purpose. Number four. An organized person plans out her time wisely and practices productivity. She's not just busy, she's productive. Huge, huge difference. I know that I recently did an episode on this. I'm not sure of what the number was, but it wasn't too far down the line. So check that out. But there's a major difference between busy and productive. So an organized person takes the gift of time seriously and uses it to her advantage. She plans out every week. She has goals. She does the prioritizing. She knows how to marry her to-do list with her calendar. These are all things I've talked about in the past. You can look them up, or I teach about them all the time in my coaching. But the point is, you need some sort of time management system that you can stick with and that helps you know how you're spending your time, not just waking up every day, going through the motions, and then at the end of the day, ask yourself, what exactly did I get done? If you are moving all day, but at the end of the day, you don't know what you got done, you're probably being busy, not productive. So there's a difference, and you got to be careful of it and be very alert to it. Number five, huge. And the very last episode I did, the one before this, we talk about this in depth, but the organized person lets go easily with trust. She has open hands. When she doesn't love things or use them, she lets them go with ease. She trusts that she will get what she needs. She trusts that she already has what she needs. She's not panicking. She's not worried, and she doesn't have a lot of fear around letting go. She just allows the flow of things to come in and out of her life, and it's okay. She doesn't fear that she might need it someday. She doesn't live in the maybe, what if, all the scenarios we make up in our head. She just lets it go, let it go. Just like, what's her name from Frozen? Oh gosh, I'm blanking out. My niece Ella would know the answer, but let it go. And don't stress, just bless and release. And give it to somebody that needs it more than you. It gets easier with practice. I know it's hard at first for some of you to let go, but go back and listen to that episode from last week, and it will help you tremendously, because really, the more you practice this and that trust part, I feel like God will just prove to you, right? He'll keep proving to you, you can trust me. You can trust me. Let it go. Give. Give willingly. Give when it hurts. Give when you feel uncomfortable. Part with it. You know, just keep on practicing. It gets better, even if it's uncomfortable at first. And then number six is the organized person is not lazy. She doesn't make excuses. She creates systems, implements systems, and then she follows them. She doesn't take the easy way out. You know, that's how you wind up with a mess in your home. That's how you wind up with a cluttered closet or mountains of paperwork. It's because you're taking the easy way out. You're not taking care of your things. You're not being a steward of your things. And again, there's always seasons. And I know sometimes it's some tough love, but you have to hit the reset button. You can't always just be running in and out of your house, busy and not productive, and think that the stuff will happen on its own, because it won't. It will pile up and make your job so much harder. I just want so many of you to hear that with love, because I know there's a lot on your plate. I know you're busy. I know your kids need you. Your spouse needs you. Work needs you. The pets need you. There's so many endless tasks and responsibilities when it comes to maintaining a home. It's exhausting, right? I feel you. We're all there together. But that's why we take time out to get organized. That's why we take time out to declutter. And that's why we take time out to implement systems, because in the end, those systems and that lack of clutter will give you back your time and energy. It'll give you back your space. It'll give you back your money. Like we say all the time, make room, take control of your space, time, energy, and money, live with purpose and intention. That's what this show is all about. And so you really want to just realize that it requires work. There's no lazy way to approach it. There's no simple way that doesn't require some amount of work. It just is. It's the same way if you're building a business. I want to go back to the example I gave in the beginning of me leveling up my business this year to a different, higher level, like big dreams, big goals. That takes work. I can't just like not get on here on my computer or not show up at a client's house or not be doing all the tasks that are required of me as a business owner of multiple businesses and think it's going to fall in my lap. It's not going to happen. I can't be a healthy, fit woman and just like never show up at the gym, never get on that elliptical, never hit those weights. Eat whatever I want. I can't do that. That would be the easy way out, right? That would be me being lazy, just like, no, I don't feel like it today. And I don't feel like it tomorrow. I'll never get there. So you can't embody anything or anyone with that mentality. You have to come from a place of do it. It's going to be hard. There's going to be days that are difficult, but I'm in it for the long haul. I'm going to like put my foot down, grin and bear it, and I'm going to keep pushing through. Because when you start to see those results, like I did on the elliptical, you are going to feel like a freaking $1 million. That's how you're going to feel. And so I want to encourage you today, if you listen to this, to keep showing up and embodying the person you want to be until it shows up. Like, just tell yourself right now, there's no time frame. I don't know. Like, I don't know the day that the stars are going to align and my business is going to reach that next financial goal that I have. Like, I can see it. I can feel it. I can sit here and embody those feelings and I can show up and act like that person. I can do that. But I don't know what day it's all of a sudden going to be like, wow, look at the bank account. I hit that goal. Just like I didn't know the day that I was going to get on the elliptical and go, holy crap, like I'm at a 9 and a 7. This is nuts. I felt like my legs were going to fall off the first few weeks when I was at a 2, right? It just, but the feeling of that happening, and hopefully you have a relatable story where you can look back in your life and say, maybe this goal I'm working on isn't here yet. Maybe I'm not living that yet, but I have had this happen in other areas of my life. And I know that it's possible. And I get it because I've had other businesses reach certain goals. I've had other books reach certain goals that I didn't think could reach. So I know I can do it if I keep on showing up and I embody the characteristics and the habits and the behavior of the person that I am trying to become. And then when I get to that level, I'll do it again for the next level and again and again. And just like you've already done this for certain areas of your life, you can do this for organization, or hey, maybe you're killing it in organization and now you are ready to do this for some other goal that you have. Maybe it's to start a business. Maybe it's to write a book. Maybe it's to take the trip of a lifetime. You need to save money for it. Whatever it is, start acting like that person that you need to be in order to reach that goal. Start embodying the things that you need to do, the personality you need to have. Show up and embody the person of your future self now. You can do that. You know, like life doesn't just let this work for other people. It works for all of us. And you need to believe that. And if you don't, then I would be happy to help coach you to get to that level of belief. And you have to do it even when it's hard. We were just talking about this today in a group I'm in with my mentor, and we're all at different levels. And we were talking about how every time you want to go to a new level in life, you have to go through these things. You have to like win the game in your brain first before you can win the game outside of your brain. Like you have to, that's the hardest part. If you can beat that voice inside of you, that's going to try to tell you it's not going to work. Like there's going to be people listening right now that are like listening to me going, Sounds all great, but it's not going to work. Well, then turn off the podcast. It's not going to work for you. You've already made up your mind. But for those of you that are like, hey, maybe this could work for me, start to think back on other times in your life, other goals you have reached, and like, well, I had to overcome this obstacle in my mind, right? I had to embody a different kind of mindset, a different kind of lifestyle in order to reach that goal. Why not apply it here? What do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? I'll tell you one thing. If you start to do this, you'll be more excited about life and you'll be excited about reaching goals. You can make it fun. Every time you're doing something, you know, ask yourself, is this what a organized person would do? Here's another thing. You can tie the two together. Say you want to be an organized, wealthy person. Well, I'll tell you some things that an organized, wealthy person would not do. They would not have clothes in their closet with bally fabric. They would not be wearing clothes with stains on them. They would not be wearing socks and underwear with holes in them. You know, there's just things that they wouldn't do. It wouldn't be necessary. And because you're important and you're valuable and you're going places, you need to tell yourself, I am better than those things. I don't need to wear this one bally stained shirt in my closet because I have 15 other shirts that look way better and that have way better material and no stains on them. So get rid of it, right? Get rid of those things. I give you permission right now, whoever's listening, let those things go. Start looking at your stuff and saying, I'm better than that. I don't want to embody that person. I want to embody a better version of myself. Therefore, the stuff is not aligned with that person I'm becoming. Let it go. Let it go. All right. I hope that was helpful for you today. And if it was, please do me a huge, huge, huge favor and let me know in the comments, the reviews, and share it with a friend that needs to hear this. And I am so happy that you are here. I hope this was encouraging. You've got this. I love you so much. Till next time. Hey, friend. Thank you so much for listening today. Guess what? I am now offering my masterclass, Create an Organized and Purposeful Life, for free. All you have to do is go to the show notes below and click the link. In it, I will teach you my 5 core principles for organizing your home and your life, action steps you can start taking today, and time management that actually works. All you have to do is click that link in the show notes, and you will be on your way to getting your home and your life organized so that you can start living with more purpose and less overwhelm.